science, learning, business, community, you. Welcome to Think Works, the podcast for people who like to think. Because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello and welcome to Think Works, a place where we do all the heavy lifting when it comes to thinking. And this week I want to return really to the chapter-by-chapter approach that I've been taking to my first book, You 2.0, Build Yourself Better. And I've done a blog on it and we've done some pieces on it, but one of the chapters is all about vision. And we haven't covered that specifically in relation to the book. And I thought I would do that very quickly here before we move back into some of the new ideas that we've been working on recently that have sprung out of the book, that, for example, like identity lag. So what I want to do really with this is explore why most visions don't work and how you can fix yours if yours falls into one of those categories that we're going to discuss. Now, there's a reason why most visions don't work, because they're not really visions, they're statements. Now, you've seen them all before. It's going to be, you know, a vision statement that is something like, be the best in our field by 2028, deliver excellence and maximize shareholder value. Now, technically, they might well be correct, but they are practically useless, because no one, not even the top board members in your organization, wake up in the morning thinking, I can't wait to maximize shareholder value today. And if the board can't get excited by that mission statement or that vision, then how can you expect the rest of the workforce that you have all the way down the chain of command to the people actually doing the grunt work, the real work, the hard slog to build everything up that you, as board members, if you're lucky enough to be on a board, are actually reaping the benefits from, how can you expect them to be inspired by that vision? They won't be. It's a problem that affects many, many, and for the vast majority, in fact, of organisations around the world. Most visions basically are written to sound good in a boardroom and to shareholders, but they don't mean anything in the real world. And a real vision should do one thing above all else. It should move you, and it should move the people working with you, and it should definitely move the people that are working for you. If it doesn't create energy, if it doesn't make you want to act, it's not a vision, it's just decoration, it's word salad, it's something to tick a box. And I see it all the time, and you read some of these visions and it's just like, what were they on when they came up with this? And consultants, business consultants, are really guilty of this as well, because they say, oh yeah, let's have something that, you know, does what it says on the tin. Yeah, but if that is, we're going to make the best widgets in the world by 2028, again, technically correct if that's what you want to aim for. But that aim is not going to be hit by that particular vision being pushed forward onto the company or the organization or the team or whatever. So where visions mostly go wrong, I guess there's three traps that you can fall into. So one is they're written in corporate language, which is safe, it's polished, it's vague. And that means no one, and especially the people who really matter, no one connects with them. The second problem is that they're created in isolation. A handful of people decide what everyone else is supposed to believe in, and then they wonder why no one else buys into it. And thirdly, they try to be perfect. So much time is spent refining the wording that the meaning then gets lost completely. It gets ironed out, the energy gets taken out. And the language should be words that are inspiring, that are energetic, that are day to day. Get the corporate boardroom stuff out of it and make the language plain, exciting, literal, day-to-day. Now, if you take that idea alone and what a vision should actually do, is a vision isn't about sounding impressive. It's about creating direction and momentum, and at its best, a vision should be clear enough to understand instantly, be emotional enough to create energy, be simple enough to remember, be flexible enough to evolve, and more importantly, it should feel real. So a better way to think about it then, instead of asking what should our vision say, you should ask yourself first, what are we actually trying to create here? That shift matters because it moves you from wording, simple wording, to meaning. And that's important. You should also make it human. If your vision sounds like it belongs in a report, it probably doesn't belong anywhere else. So use plain English. It goes against everything you've been told, I know. But if you want a real vision that excites people, that gets them bought in, that gets them excited and motivated in the morning to come and work for your organization, you need to speak in the language that they use, not in the boardroom report language. So use plain English. Use words people actually use. Don't be afraid of a bit of emotion. Not over the top, true enough, but enough to make people feel that there is something in this vision statement. Because if you don't feel it, no one else will either. Another big way that you can really improve your vision is to let people in. One of the biggest mistakes organizations make is treating vision as a top-down exercise, and it shouldn't be. The people who are closest to the work often have the clearest sense of what matters. So involve them, please. Ask for input, test ideas, let it evolve. A shared vision is always stronger than an imposed one. And another thing is then, once you've got that vision, don't let it be set in stone. A vision isn't something you write once and forget. It should change as you do. Refining it isn't a weakness. It's a sign that you're paying attention. And that matters. As your company or your organization evolves, your vision needs to evolve along with you. And it applies way beyond businesses. We've been talking about it as though this is just a business thing. But it's easy to think that because that's what we're told. Visions belong in organizations, but it isn't. If you don't have a sense of what you personally are aiming for in your life, you'll end up drifting into someone else's. Not because you chose to, but because you didn't choose anything else. You need to have a vision for your own life. It's so important. So let's run a simple test. If your current vision doesn't make you want to get up and move, it's not working. If you don't have one, start rough, test it, refine it, progress over perfection, make sure it's yours, because direction matters more than people realize. Now, it's a quick run through. I wanted to get that in because it's important. We've already done so many chapters of my book, but I kind of skipped over that one when we've been doing these ThinkWorks episodes based on the book. And I just had a reminder when we were doing the identity lag episodes that actually we need to bring this around now so that you know about this identity lag idea, and therefore you can go back now with your vision and create a vision that's going to help you move from the person that you currently are, or from the organization and team or company that you currently have, into the person you want to be, or to the organization, company, team that you want to have. And having a really good vision can help you do that. As always, there'll be a corresponding post in the forum, which is darreninform.com/ThinkWorks forum. And if you go into there, you'll find there's a ThinkWorks recent chat room or channel. You go into that channel, and there'll be a post pinned up for this episode for you to come and comment on and do some other work with as well. I hope you enjoyed that. I'll be back next week with something else completely completely different, no doubt. And we've got some episodes of Unexplained Mysteries coming up. We're going to be looking at Atlantis. We've got another Adventures in Comics coming up, the second part of our Pulp Heroes one, which seems to have gone down really well with you guys. So we've got lots of things occurring, as they say. But take care, and I'll see you all soon. And remember, keep asking questions. Bye for now.
If you would like to find out more, or join in with the conversation, our forum has a corresponding post for you to comment in. Simply go to darreninform.com/thinkworksforum and join in the fun. Or you can join the Facebook page by searching for at @darreninform for news, tips and other helpful strategies. The show was hosted by Darren Smithson, and the music is by Alexander Nakarada. You have been listening to ThinkWorks, the podcast for thinkers.